Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I'm trying to get somewhere which is quiet. I'm on a dog walk and it's the evening, but there's a road rumbling near me and you can probably hear the planes in the sky. So anyway, that's not going to happen. So, this is kind of a weekend roundup. I haven't done a podcast all weekend, apologies, but I don't even really have an excuse. Burnout. Burnout is my excuse. It's a real thing, burnout. People just think to themselves, you know, that's not really real. But you forget that your emotions go up and down so much. And sometimes you just get to a point where you're like, I'm so busy, I can't really take it anymore. But I did have a gig on Friday night at the T-Bird, hosted by Jimmy G, who's a friend of mine. And it was all right. It was right. There were six real people in. It's a small room. There were six real people in. Another guy came in during my set. But it's weird when, this is what I find, when I rehearse my set, it is like taking into account people laughing and those kind of breaks and that kind of pacing. And when you're in a situation where people aren't laughing, or it's a titter because it's a small room of people, you're like, oh, and it forces you to think on your feet a bit more. I mean, I really improvised at the beginning because I was also first on. And I actually don't mind being first on. It forces you to work harder. But having two firsts on in two, I mean, open, they are open mic, really. Gigs, they're the better end of open mic. But still, they are, that makes it sound like I'm trying to big myself up. But there are levels of open mic. And getting 10 minutes on a Friday and there's actual audience, it's better than a 5-minute bringer show when all there are comedians and hostages. Anyway, so yes, I don't know. It was a funny experience. I don't want, you have too many like funny gigs like that in a row and you start to think that you're going mental. You're like, what am I doing? Because comedy is such a weird thing that if you have a few gigs in a row which aren't good, you are like, I'm slightly crazy and deluded, because you're just kind of going up on stage going, oh, hello, you're here, you're doing a thing. Oh, hi, yeah, what is it about airplane food? Hey, have you ever noticed that, do you know what I mean? And if people are looking at you blankly, you're like, am I a weirdo? Am I the one who's weird? But I had a little bit of an epiphany about life and I want to share it with you. And a little bit about this podcast. I don't want to come on this podcast all the time and moan, because you've got your own shit in your life and you don't want to hear me moan. Maybe you do, because you're like, hey, this guy's moaning and I'm moaning and we can moan together. I hear you, brother, but you're probably more like, shut the fuck up, you moany twat. And the epiphany I had yesterday was, everything in life is hard, right? Everything in life. Getting up in the morning is hard. Having a job is hard. Being in a relationship is hard. Staying fit is hard. Eating sensibly and healthily is hard. Battling with addiction or temptation is hard. Everything is hard. Following a hobby or trying to create a career or applying for a job or learning an instrument, any of those things, and all of those things are hard. And yet, we complain when things are difficult. And it's like, well, what do you expect? Everything is hard. Everything. There's not one thing in life that I can think of that's easy. Now, don't get me wrong, sitting on the sofa, eating crisps, watching Netflix is easy. Oh, hang on a minute. Come here! Come here! In! They're walking out into the street, you bloody idiots. But even if you sit and eat crisps and watch Netflix all day, you end up feeling shit. I mean, that's not easy either, is it? Yeah, it actually is hard. It comes at a cost. And it made me think, why am I moaning so much when everything is hard? Being ill is hard. Just having a cold is hard. Getting a good night's sleep is hard. Like, nothing is easy, and yet we get stressed because things aren't perfect. You're like, why isn't this perfect? Why isn't this, you know, exactly as I'm meant to be? I don't know about you, but I get very frustrated that things do not run smoothly. And it's like, of course they don't run smoothly. That's life. Not one thing is difficult. And life and happiness is often about your expectation. And so if you, and when I say you, really, I'm talking about me, I'm expecting things to be easy all the time and they're not, you're just going to be constantly frustrated. And I was like, oh yeah, comedy's not meant, this whole thing of me pursuing comedy, I'm like, oh, it's difficult, it's hard. Yeah, of course it is. But you know what is also hard? Not doing comedy. Being in a relationship is hard. Do you know what's also being hard? Being single. Working a job is hard. But you know what also is really hard? Being skint. So it's like, oh, I think things are meant to be hard. And they're not, and then you have to learn to enjoy the struggle and be appreciative of what you've got. I know this is all trite. I know you've heard it all before, but it was an epiphany for me. I was like, oh yeah, why am I bitching and moaning when, if I looking at life through a petri dish, you know what I mean? If I was a scientist, I'd be like, oh yeah, everything is hard. But then when you've got to actually live life and things are hard, you're always like, why the fucking hell is everything so hard? Why the fuck have I got to go to the fucking post office and the post office is closed and I've got to go to another post office and then I don't have anything and then I get a parking ticket? That's happened to me before. And then I'm like, why did I get a fucking parking ticket? Fucking hell, life is hard. It's like, yes, that is life. I've been reading that book, Soul for Happiness, by the Google guy. And he actually talks about this, about, you know, expectation and how you got to lower it. But it doesn't come from him. Maybe it does subconsciously. But it comes from the fact that everything is meant to be hard. So stop bitching and moaning about things being hard and enjoy it. Because it's that or suicide, isn't it? It's that or death. It's that. It's the, you know, being alive is complicated. But you want to be alive. So, yes. Right. Last little bit of news. I bought Adam Bloom's book just because I'm, like I said, two weird gigs in a row has made me go, I need to double down on it. And a couple of, quite a few people actually, quite a few people have advised me to buy that book. So I thought, fuck it, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to France for a long weekend this weekend to see my family. I haven't seen them in coming up for a year. And I'm just going to read that on the plane. I've got no kids and Davina's not coming with me either. So it's just going to be me and my family. And I'm going to have lots of time alone reading that book. So there we go. That's it. 7 minutes of me talking. 7 minutes of this. Apologies. But if you got it to the end, respect and see you on the next pod.